So as we start talking, and there's a lot to pack in here, so if we don't finish today, we'll finish up on Wednesday on the stream, and we invite you to come and listen. But when we talk about evidence, we've been sharing, evidence means that somebody's looking for some proof to substantiate something or to validate something, some proof that something there was something that was a fact, or they were looking to, or a testimony, you could say, of something. You know, some in a court of law, people come in to give testimony, to give proof of something, right? Either to incriminate or to free someone from charges. Same with doctors. Doctors look for proof to help us, right? If there's something going on, that's why we need to pray for doctors so that they can find the evidence needed and they're not just poking around and trying stuff, right? We're praying for them that they find the evidence, right, needed so they can fix something if necessary, right? We're not to put our trust in man, but we're to put our trust in God, right? Yes, man can help us, but it's God working through men that help us. So as we have shared that we are to 2 Corinthians 5, 7, we are to walk by faith and not by sight. Or it means to live. This word walk means, it's a word, a Greek word, peripateo, and it means to regulate one's life, to live. So we're to regulate our lives, we're to live our lives, which is what some other translations say, the New Living and the Passion. It says, for we live by faith, this is the Passion Translation, not by what we see with our eyes. So we are to live our lives, conduct our lives, regulate our lives. How? By faith and not by what we see or feel. So if we are a follower of Christ, in other words, when we talk about being regulating our lives, or we're to walk by faith, that means you're a disciple. You are a follower of his word. You're a follower of him. Yes, we are in him, but we follow him. Now, if we follow, just think about it, Galatians 2:20. What does it say? It's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. What does it say? It says, and the life I live, now I live how? By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and what? Gave himself for me. So this is when we talk about it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives me, but the life I live. This is talking about, this is another way of saying 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We live by faith. Hallelujah. We're not to walk by things seen or evidence seen. So how does faith come into my spirit? Well, we notice Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I like this particular translation in the Passion Translation. It says, faith then is birth. Oh, I like this. You didn't know you can get pregnant, men. You can get pregnant with the word of God. Hallelujah. We can get pregnant with something spiritual, not natural, but spiritual. Faith then is birthed in a heart that what? Responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one. So faith is birthed in those that do what? Open their heart up to the word and respond to it. not going to do any good if you just go, that was nice. But you've got to respond. Faith is not just believing. You've got to do what? Act upon it. Right? But here's what I kind of want to open up today. Let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 12. Oh boy, this is so good. John chapter 8, Gospel of John. In the King James Version, then we'll look at a few other Amplified and Classic and the Passion. But it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that does what? Followeth me. You know, if you follow, that means you're a disciple. That means you are a follower. It says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. That means if I do what? If I follow him, if I follow the word, if I walk in faith and not by sight, this says here, I'm not going to walk in what? Darkness. Woo, glory. And this word walk is the same exact Greek word that we read in it says, you shall walk by faith and not by sight. This says here, you shall not walk or regulate your life in darkness. Oh, glory. That means you're not a follower of darkness, you're a follower of him. Now, let's look at this in the Amplified. It says, once more Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark. Oh, yeah. But will have the light which is life. So God, by his Spirit, lives in me. So what lives in me? Light. Eternal life, which is the light. Let's look at the Passion Translation. It says, then Jesus said, I am the light to the world, and those who do what? Embrace me. You know, you've got to respond. You've got to embrace him. It says, those that who embrace me will experience life-giving light, and they will never, say never, never, never walk in darkness. Never, never, oh boy, that excites me, never walk in darkness. If I never walk in darkness, that means I'm never going to stumble. I'm never going to walk in man's wisdom. It says if I walk in the light, that means I'm walking in the wisdom of God. I'm walking in light. I'm walking. I'm never going to stumble. I'm going to know exactly what to do because I'm walking in the light as he is in the light. Ooh, glory. If we walk in the light, then we will walk in love and we will forgive people. Because I'm walking in the light, I won't stumble at what somebody does to me. See, this is great truth because I was sharing this in Pennsylvania. There's no doubt there's injustices in society. The devil works through people to oppress people. of different nationalities, different races. It's the devil. But we don't have to stumble at it. We can walk through it and overcome it because what? We walk in the light, and we will never, ever stumble or walk in darkness because I forgive. I don't hold a record of wrong. See, this is the problem. People want to bring up all of the stuff that this people did to me. Well, then you're not walking in the light. You're holding on to thinking, man's thinking, man's worldly ways, which is full of strife and hatred. But that's not the way of the light. The way of the light, we don't stumble. We love those that don't love. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. If you can't say amen, as Brother Hagin said, say oh me. But we walk in the light. If we walk in the light, we will never stumble. Never. Ooh, glory to God. We will never walk in darkness. Think about this. This is a scripture. There's so many scriptures in walking in the light. But look at this. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3. See, this is what the devil does. Listen to this. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has done what? Blinded the minds of them with which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, but when we let the glorious gospel shine in, what? The light of the glorious gospel, and we embrace it, and we walk in it, we will walk in the light and never in darkness. We won't stumble. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Now let's look at why we don't. I'm going to include all of us, ourselves, because we're growing. I'm going to show you why we don't walk in the extent or the measure of the light that we can walk in. Now look, I want to read this in the Passion Translation, Romans 12:2. Now you know what it says in the King James, be not conformed to this world, and so forth, right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But look at the Passion Translation. Stop imitating. Who are we to imitate? Jesus. We're to walk in the light. We're to imitate him. This says here, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. But be inwardly what? Transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. You see? Now look at this. This total transformation of how you think will what? Empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. That means when there's a total transformation, we're walking in the light. Because the light of the glorious gospel of Christ is changing us. It's changing how we think. We're not thinking like the world anymore. We're not embracing their ideas. We're embracing God's ideas, which is light. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm thinking about something. I don't want to get sidetracked, but just give me a second here. 1001, 1002. Let me go over here. But I'm thinking in Matthew 24, what does it talk about? It talks about how the love of God will wax cold, won't it? I don't remember what verse it's in, but regardless, it talks about the love of God shall wax. Huh? 12, yeah. Right. And it says, and because iniquity shall abound. That means darkness is abounding, isn't it? That means darkness is abounding. We're not to embrace iniquity. We're to embrace the light so that we don't become what? Cold. That's what this says. Verse 12. And it says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, when you don't walk in the love of God, when you don't walk in the light, then you're not walking in faith. And it says that which is not of faith is what? Sin. Oh, yeah. So this transformation will take place through the light in God's word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 119, 130 again. Oh boy, this is so good. It's so good. It's so good. I'm determined to walk in the light and I'll not stumble. That means when there's things that I don't want to do, if the word says it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, whether it pinches or not, because why? I don't want to stumble. I don't want to be in darkness about something. I want to see exactly what to do and know what to do. Psalm 119, 130, we know in King James, it says, the entrance of thy words give light, giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. The Amplified translation, it says, the entrance and what? Unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding, look, gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. That's what I want, isn't it? But you've got to let the word in, and when it comes in, then you got to act upon it. You got to do it. The Passion Translation. It says, break open your word, what? Within me until revelation light shines out. Oh, those with open hearts, see, open hearts, are given insight into your plans. Say, walk in the light as he is in the light. Let's look at something else. You can just go through the scriptures and look up walk in the light. Just any place you see walk, you'll see something. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, very familiar scriptures in the King James. It says, there is what? No condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. You're in the light, you're in him, who do what? Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That word walk is the same word, peripateo. It means to conduct, live your life, fashion your life, make your choices and decisions. Walk not after the flesh or the ideals and customs of society. Walk after the Spirit. Pursue him. Pursue God's word. Pursue his ways. Hallelujah. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let's look at verse 5 and 6. I want to jump down to verses 5 and 6. It says, for they that are after the what? The flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be what? Carnally minded. It means you're a meathead. I'm sorry. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. If I'm spiritually minded, I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in His ways. Hallelujah. I like the way the Amplified says this. It says, therefore there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilt, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. What does that mean? Your flesh, if you don't get your mind renewed, the dictates, the passions of the flesh will cause you to walk that way. But as you open your heart and embrace the light of the glorious gospel, it will totally begin to transform you from the inside, and revelation light will come out. You'll say, I don't like what they're doing, but I'm not responding that way. I'm going to respond in the love of God. I'm going to respond in the Word of God. I'm going to respond that way. That's how I'm going to respond. Oh, yeah. So faith, as we've been sharing, faith begins to do what? Faith believes and it speaks. So if I'm believing and I'm speaking, that's walking in the light. I'm speaking the word. I'm believing it, and therefore, as it said, we believe, and therefore, because I believe, I speak. And Hebrews 11:1, let's look at that again for King James. Now, faith is what? The substance. It's the ground upon which that supports what I'm expecting, what I'm hoping for, what I'm expecting, and the evidence. The only evidence I need is the evidence of things. Faith is what? The evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now, let's look at 1 John 1:5. This, oh my goodness, we've got so much to share here. Say, walk in the light. Oh, yeah. 1 John 1:5, we're going to look at the King James and the Passion Translation. Oh my goodness, so wonderful. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and do what? Declare unto you that what? God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Oh man, you could just stop right there. God lives in me. That means light lives in me. There's no darkness in my spirit. There can't be. Because God, who is light, lives in me. Now listen to this, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, that word walk is peripeteia. We regulate our lives. We conduct our lives and live according to the flesh or the dictates of the flesh. It says we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. That means one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. Just think about this. If there's no darkness in him, and I walk in the light as he is in the light, there's no darkness in me, in my thinking, in my ways, in my actions. There's no darkness there. Let's look at the Passion Translation. Because this starts to really, I just like the way this reads. It said, this is the life-giving message we heard him share, and it's still ringing in our ears. We now repeat his words to you. God is pure light. Oh, I love this. When we talk, this would explode in me. No evidence. No evidence. It says you will never, say never, never find even a trace of darkness in him. Woo! Not even a trace of darkness in him. That means if he's in me and I'm in him, you can't find a trace of darkness in me or you. And you got to get your mind renewed to that and stop letting the devil lie to you and bring up your past. Because if you're walking in the light as he is in the light, there's no trace of darkness in you. Now listen, verse 6, if we claim that we share life with him, but keep walking in the realm of darkness, we're fooling ourselves and not living the truth. Oh, but listen to this. But if we keep living in the pure light that surrounds him, we share unbroken fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, continually cleanses us from all sin. Now you begin to understand what the devil is going after. He wants the church to be bickering with one another and separated from one another and point fingers and gossip and talk about one another. He doesn't want us to walk in God's pure light. Because when we do, we will walk in love, and we will walk in love and have unbroken fellowship one with another. And then what? The blood of Jesus will continually cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means if I walk in love, this starts to tie all these things together. If I walk in the light, sickness can't stay in my body. It cannot stay in this body because pure light is in me and I'm walking in love. It can't stay here. Light will repel and push darkness out because I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in love. I have fellowship one with another. That's why when you heard Brother Hagin when he was alive, yes, he was known for teaching about faith, but they said the main ingredient was he was a man of love. And people would come and say to him, aren't you going to say about, they're talking about you, aren't you going to say anything about that? He goes, nope. because he understood walking in the light. Walking in the light, because when you do, you remain in fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us. Now, that doesn't mean the devil won't try, but you just say, no, no, I'm walking in the light. Now, you just leave. You can't stay here. And you've got to have this in your thinking and in your mind. I'm walking in the light as he is in the light, and I have the wisdom of God and the love of God working in me, and there is no trace, no evidence of darkness in me, in my thinking, in my actions, in my speech. Now listen to this, we're going to take communion next Sunday, but I want you to listen to this. This is why it's so critical to walk in the light. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 27, 28, and 29. See, when we walk in the light, sickness can't stay in me. Disease has no place. Poverty and lack has no place in me. It can't touch me because I'm walking in love. I'm walking in the light. If I walk in the light, then I'm walking by faith. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. No lack. Listen, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. You know what that means? It means you're not walking in the light. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Remember what we said? When revelation comes in, I'll have discernment and comprehension. So when I'm walking in darkness, I don't discern properly the body of Christ, and I'm not walking in the love of God. But when I'm walking in love, I discern properly. And what does it go on to say? For this cause, not discerning properly, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Should not be so, and won't be so if we walk in the light. Because if we walk in the light, we will discern and we will walk in love. Because if we don't, this says here, you're taking and you're doing what? You're guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. See, but he said, what did he say? He said, if, verse 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 of the Passion, it says, but if we keep living in the pure light that surrounds him, we share unbroken fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, continually cleanses us from all sin. We're not walking in the darkness. We're walking in the light. Oh, yeah. What's walking in the light? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you go and look at what love is. That's walking in the light. You know, if you walk in the light, then you could essentially say, I'm walking in the Spirit. If I'm walking in the light, I'm walking in the Spirit. And some people get all spooky and... No, walking in the Spirit is walking in the light. Let's look at one last scripture here. So much to share. Colossians actually, before we go there, let's look at Ephesians, not Colossians, let's look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Just verse 8. And then we'll look at verse 15. Verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. That word walk is the same word, peripateo. It means walk as children of the light. What does that mean? Conduct and regulate your life. Live as children of the light. Conduct oneself. Hallelujah. Now let's look at verse 15 in the Amplified Translation. Ephesians 5, 15 in the Amplified. We could actually look at 15, 16, and 17 in the Amplified Translation. Ephesians chapter 5. It says, look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately. This is walking in the light. Not as the unwise and witless. See, if you're unwise, that means you're walking in the dark. But what does it say? But as wise, sensible, intelligent people. That means you're walking in the light. Hallelujah. If we walk in the light, then we're walking in the wisdom of God. And we do what? We understand what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Let's just look at one last, I'm not saying the last thing, but let's look at Colossians 1, 9. Nine through 12. King James. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not do what? Cease to pray for you. See, if we're walking in the light, we pray for one another. See, that's 1 Timothy. He said, pray for those who are in authority. It says, do not... So Paul says he did not cease to pray for who? The Colossians. And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, look, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So if we are walking in the light, this is what he was praying, that they would walk worthy of the Lord. Well, that's walking in the light. But they were praying that they would walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. You know, if you're walking in the light, you're fruitful in every good work. and there's no darkness in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this is exciting to me, because the more you meditate on this, the more you understand the importance of walking in the light, because the devil wants to fracture and separate the church. He wants to create a schism between brothers in the Lord, sisters in the Lord, brothers and sisters in the Lord. We can see it in marriages. We can see it in society. We can see it across the board, where we're not walking in the light. Now, you know, you may be walking in the light in one area of your life, and then maybe there's another area that you're holding on to something. Why? Because you've embraced the ideals and customs of society. So you may be walking, you know, you may have work in the Word in an area or two areas, and there might be one area, you know, you're just like, well, you know, you're going to say something. I'm going to say something. Well, we're to walk in the light as He is in the light, and we won't stumble. We will not, it says, never walk in darkness. So that means we have to make some adjustments and stop embracing worldly ideas, worldly thinking. That's just the bottom line. All of us. Because otherwise, you know, let's just close with one more scripture. Yeah. Let's close with one more scripture. I know it's 11:27, but it'll be okay. You don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, it's a holiday. Let's look at John 13. John 13, verses 34 and 35. There's so many scriptures you could pull in here. We could spend a day just meditating on this. John 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you do what? Love one another as I have loved you. That's walking in the light as He is in the light. That you also love one another. By this, shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Walking in the light is walking in love. When we walk in love, the world will see. Now they got something else to say, because they see the church not walking in the light. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for showing us insight and revelation in your word so we can make adjustments, so the great and mighty glory of God can be manifest and seen. And we thank you for it and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're here today or you're watching online, and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you've never asked Him to come into your heart, you've never, maybe you believed that He's the Christ, but you never confessed with your mouth that, and you never said, or maybe you don't, maybe you're struggling with, I don't know if He was raised from the dead, but if you got to that place and you believe He's the Christ and that God raised Him from the dead, and you believe that, and you say, and you're ready to say that, then this is your day. And if you need to ask for forgiveness, or you need to make some adjustments, that maybe you say, you know what, I'm not walking in all the light I should. I see something today, and I'm going to make that correction. then let's hook up and let's say this. Father God, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, and I believe that you raised him from the dead. And Father, I ask you by your Spirit to come into my heart, cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. And Father, we all repent and say that we are going to walk in a greater measure of the light. We're going to walk in the light. We determine to walk in the light as you are in the light, and we will not walk in darkness in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness and your mercy. Thank you for strengthening us and helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you made that simple profession of faith, let us know. We'll give you some free information as to who you have become in Christ. Glory to God.